This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Morgan Springer.
I'm Peter Payette. And this week, it was the 40th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And Morgan, the media got into it.
Yeah, people have been a little bit crazy over it. There was a full-page spread in the Traverse City Record Eagle, and it was on Fox News and CNN. And the Detroit News was actually tweeting as if it was happening. So the tweets are in real time, not in past tense, like this one. The Anderson checks its radar scope and can't see the Edmund Fitzgerald.
We have, and it's fairly certain that the Fitzgerald went down.
So here's the thing that's bothering me a little bit this week about this, is that the only reason all this attention gets paid to this shipwreck is because of that song, Gordon Lightfoot's song about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Which is fine. I like the song, and I'm happy that people know about the Edmund Fitzgerald, but that's the only shipwreck anybody knows about anywhere. I mean, in the United States. You're about to say something about the Titanic, but the Titanic was a British ship, right? So it's like our entire national maritime heritage starts and ends with Gordon Lightfoot and the Edmund Fitzgerald. And so I was thinking that, and we called Chris Gilchrist. He's the head of the National Museum of the Great Lakes in Ohio. And I asked him, what would be the runner-up? Like, what would be the next most well-known shipwreck in the United States? And he was kind of at a loss.
Some people have said the Monitor, the ironclad vessel from the Civil War. But the Monitor is a Confederate one, so I don't think it qualifies as an American, it's certainly not a U.S. vessel. It's a Confederate vessel.
So, Peter, here's my question to you. I'm getting that maybe it bothers you a little bit that people know about the Edmund Fitzgerald because of this popular song, but I guess, so what?
Yeah, it's great. I just think there might be a better way to determine what is important out of our past than the Billboard charts.
Yeah, I can see your point. On the other hand, you know, here's an artist, Gordon Lightfoot, who hears this historical story, or at the time when he wrote it, it was a current event that he felt compelled and moved by, and he decided to put it into music. And it's popular because other people felt compelled and moved by it.
Fair enough.
And I would also add that Chris thinks that because of the Edmund Fitzgerald, people started looking into other shipwrecks. They were curious about it. They wanted to learn more. And so it had a bit of a reverse effect. So on The Green Room this week, rather than talk about the Edmund Fitzgerald more than we already have, we got in touch with Lee Murdoch. And now he's devoted his whole music career to telling Great Lakes stories. So we asked him, you know, keeping in mind that there are thousands of shipwrecks documented on the Great Lakes, if he had to pick one shipwreck to write about, which would he pick?
Probably one of the songs that has touched the heartstrings down through the years the most was not one that I wrote. Henry C. Work had written some other songs, was a popular songwriter, and he wrote a lament called Lost on the Lady Elgin.
The Lady Elgin was a steamer, and it was basically like a cruise ship that you would see today. It was going from Chicago to Milwaukee, and there were about 300 passengers, and all these people were, you know, on vacation. There were families and women and children, and there was a storm that night. This was in 1860 in September. And the visibility was low, and the Elgin was struck by a schooner that was hauling lumber.
Up from the poor man's cottage, forth from the mansion door, sweeping across the valley and echoing along the shore.
If I could have written that song, probably that's the one that would have come to me the most, but subsequently, I did the second best thing. I added verses to a song that was 130 years old, so to tell the story a little bit more.
Lost on the Lady Elgin, sleeping to wake no more, numbered with those 300 who failed to reach
the story, basically,
shore.
Lost on the Lady Elgin, sleeping to wake no more, numbered with those 300 who failed to reach the shore. That's basically the lyric line of that chorus. And it was kind of detached a little bit from the events that happened in the story itself. There was parts of the story that were never mentioned in the song.
So Lee added a few verses, specifically verses that talked about acts of heroism. And one of the verses Lee added was to help memorialize this young man who was rescuing people from the shore.
And his name was Edward Spencer, and he went out into the surf 16 times. Now, nowadays, you might not think that that's that big a deal, but back in those days, they would tie a rope around your waist, and then you would go out and help these people navigate them through the rocks and that type of thing. He did that 16 times. And the last time, he was completely and totally spent sitting by the fire that was kept for him, and he kept saying to himself, "Have I done my best? Have I done my best?"
16 times he plunged into the boiling surf to rest. Another soul to safety asking, "Did I do my best?"
So how do you, as a songwriter and as a musician, make these songs relevant today?
People love stories. And people love heroism. I believe we are still looking for heroes. And I find in many of these average everyday people, average everyday sailors down through history, heroism. And I think it's the story and the human side of the stories that makes modern audiences relate to the music of the sea and the Great Lakes.
'Tis the sound of children.
That's Lost on the Lady Algin by Lee Murdoch. You can hear a full version of that song on our website. That's at interlochenpublicradio.org. You've been listening to The Green Room. Thanks to Michael Culler, who produced our show today. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Peter Payette.
And I'm Morgan Springer. Thanks for listening.